With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, April 5th, and I hope you had a good weekend. Mark and I were very delighted that Friday we saw the markets were closed, so we tried to take a little time off. I hope you rested and you are ready to spring into action. April, springtime, get it? And we are now just 10 days away from when you have to make your quarterly tax payments if you are subject to those payments. I'm reminding everyone because I think people are going to blow this off, Mark. I really do. I think that the confusion about the change in the movement of tax filing deadline from April 15th to May 17th is going to mean that a lot of people just don't make those quarterly payments and they are due, but I'm going to be your nudge. I'm your friendly reminder. This is a program that tries to be a gentle nudge, a coach, if you will. And if you've got some financial issues that are bubbling up, just feel free to give us a holler. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. Askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you're on our website, the jillonmoney.com website, all you need to do is click on that contact button and be sure to tell us if you would like to come on with us live. Because that is much more fun. And that is exactly what Tony did. Tony is on the line from Nashville. Tony, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Tell me what's going on. How can we help you?
Like everybody else, I got the question of, am I on track? Will I be ready to retire when I want to?
Okay. It is a popular question, but you know, it is also worthwhile noting that these kinds of questions often unearth other issues. So tell me about yourself. How old you are? Are you married? What's going on?
I am 48. I am married. I've been with the same job for 27 years, doing pretty well. But I'm looking, you know, I guess 7 years was my goal. But as
Whoa,
soon as
what? 7 years?
Yes,
7 years. Why?
55.
What do you mean? You're so young.
I am.
I'm 55 and I can't think about retiring. I mean, partially because Mark won't let me, but do you like your job?
I love my job. I've traveled for the last 22 years and it's wearing on me. So, you know, getting off the road and getting to a little bit slower pace, being in sales and sales focused is a very intense and stressful job. I do enjoy what I do.
Well, Tony, do you think that your travel will be reduced after COVID? I mean, obviously you probably have had different kinds of travel over the past year. So do you think there's a chance that your travel might change permanently?
No, I'm in retail and, you know, I actually took the opposite approach. I have about 15,000 employees and I was not going to let a single one of them go. And in order to do that, I had to be a little bit more aggressive and put myself out there to make sure that we kept our business going and that if I'm not on the front lines, how can I ask my team to be? And so I actually think the travel needs to be more right now than less.
Wow. All right. How much do you make?
Between my wife and I, a solid income of 300. She has bonus opportunities. I have bonus opportunities. And then I have stock grants of about 100,000 a year that vest 25% every year.
Okay, great. Tell us how much you have accumulated so far and where. Oh, wait, do you have kids?
Two boys, 19 and 23. My 19-year-old's already got $21,000 in his Roth and 401k and is doing great. And, you know, the pandemic kind of woke me up and took a look at my finances. I realized I was doing pretty good. I just don't know if I'm doing good enough. So,
So, okay. And 23-year-old is launched. So you don't really, is 19-year-old in college or not?
They both tried it. Not really for them. He's doing great in his job and enjoys it. And you know, they watched me work my way up and just hard work and dedication and like what I loved, what I've done my entire life. And I think they're going to try that path. So
cool. That's great. That's fantastic. Okay. So tell us about the money you've squirreled away so far, you and your wife.
So we have 700 in 401k. My wife did just switch jobs, and so we rolled over 120 to an IRA, a robo investing company. About 50,000 in brokerage, 10,000 in HSA. I have 260 in stock that has not vested yet, 380 in a deferred income account, which pays out 70, the way I set it up, it pays out 75% of that will pay out in a lump sum at my retirement date. If I left tomorrow, it would pay out tomorrow. And then the other 25% over 15 years. And then I am dedicated to paying my house off in the next 2 years, and it's worth about 620, and I owe 200 on it. So,
What's the price of that mortgage? What's the interest rate on that?
It's low. It's honestly, it's a mental thing. I don't like it because it's 3. I think it's 3.3 or something.
You just don't like it. I don't like it, Jill.
I want to be able to say I got no debt, paid cash for our cars. We don't need new cars. It's not our thing. So, I want to live frugally, and I want to be in a position over the next, 7 years to do what I want to do at a little bit slower pace. So,
do you feel like when you look at your assets, right? Like, so I'm just doing quick back of the envelope. So about 820 grand in retirement assets and about 700 grand in non-retirement assets. And I know invested stock, I shouldn't count exactly, but I'm going to just give you the benefit of the doubt. Do you feel like you're on track? Like, how do you feel like you're doing?
I guess I do the double every 7 years. So I feel pretty good because I'm like, okay, I've got at 55, which I call it the deferred income would be my bridge gap, which would get me from 55 to 60 or whatever age I need to start withdrawing from 401k. That will be, I put in almost 20,000 a year. That'll be 500,000. The way I do the math is, that'll definitely get me through my bridge, and that'll give my 401k doubles every 7 years aggressively. That'll give it, it'll triple them, 2 million.
I don't think you can actually count on, well, I don't know. It depends how you invest. But anyway, let me move on to one other bigger question, forgetting about the assets you've saved so far.
Sure.
You are both maxing out your retirement accounts, right?
Correct.
And you're not 50 yet, so you soon will be able to make even bigger contributions. So
yes.
How much, when you say you're aggressively paying down the house, I'm just wondering, how much you're paying extra every month?
I double my payment. So $7,000 a month is what I'm sending them. And then I stock and bonus. So last year I paid $123 towards it, I think.
Wow. All right. I'm not going to convince you not to do that. But okay. For everyone listening, because Tony's not going to listen to me. He already told me he's not. But listen, here's why this is dumb. Because you're taking money and you're paying off you're locking in a low rate of return. You're screwing up your own rate of return. And if your entire focus is on getting out early, then your job is to accumulate the assets that will generate that money to get you out early. And those assets will work way harder and more efficiently and probably a lot better than a 3.25 or 3.3% loan. So if you're listening, don't listen to Tony. Listen to me. But I get that you're not going to do it. So the idea, though, that I'm thinking is that essentially in 2 years, you turn 50, right? And then all of a sudden, now you're putting that 100 that was going into the home mortgage pay down project.
See, now we're on the same page.
Yeah, now that goes into the brokerage account. I get you. Okay.
Yep.
The deferred income. Is there any benefit for you to not take it? Is that lump sum, is that a taxable lump sum all at once, or is that a rollover?
No, it's a taxable. It was a old retirement account we had, and then it's a high income. And my first choice before I knew anything about money, I chose a lump sum many, many years ago.
I see.
And the only way they allow you to change it is with a 5-year penalty. So
no, thank you.
Right.
All right. So I think you're totally fine to retire at 55. Let me just say that, because the money you've accumulated, plus more importantly, I think the 5 years between ages 50 and 55, they're going to be huge for you, because you know, you're going to be putting away so much money. And your job is to build up that brokerage account, right? And to make sure that you pile money in there, because you would like to make sure that you have plenty of money between ages 55 and 65. Oh, silly question, and silly me for not asking sooner. Would your wife actually consider retiring at the same time, or is she going to work? In other words, how are you getting your health insurance?
That part of the 55 for me is my company allows you to stay on their benefit at 55. Oh, you can continue to pay the health insurance through
fantastic.
Them.
Great. At that point. So. Yeah, I think you're in good shape. I do think you're in good shape. I think you're going to be completely bored when you're 55. So you better come up with a big hobby, or you better come up with a, I don't know, maybe a nice nonprofit could use your help. I just think you're young and you're vibrant. And I think you could have, I mean, you'd be unemployed for 40 years, right? Like if you retired 55, that means you're unemployed for 40 years. That's a long time.
Doggy daycare is what we're thinking. But
is that right?
Yeah, because we love dogs, and we like to be out and land, and you know, it seems like a way to give back to. We foster now, so it'll be helpful. But I did have one other question that I think you can answer. My 401k does Roth. Obviously, Roth is an option for me, but at my pay rate, Roth does not make sense. Is that correct?
It could make sense if you looked at your modified adjusted gross income. If you looked at it, is it 300 or is it really more because of the other stuff that's coming in and the vesting and all of that? Where do you think because you talked about salary, but like if you look at the totality of income, the bottom right-hand corner, let's say, of your tax return, what does that look like?
My filing this year was 282 with no bonus for either of us because of COVID year. So
mm-hmm. Guess what? I think if that's the case, then I would do it. I would do the Roth. Okay, a couple of reasons. One, I would do the Roth because the worst case is like you're in the 32% tax bracket, okay? And maybe you're really in the 24%. If you're in the 24%, for sure I would do it, for sure.
Okay.
And the thing is that you've got a lot of deferred income that's going to come back at you. You're going to be in a high tax bracket for a while. And I think tax rates are going up. If that's the case, if I'm right, then it would be good for you to have some of that retirement money and Roth money and have those taxes paid already.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Awesome. Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate that. That's nobody's been able to answer that one for me. So,
no one wants to go out on
not,
a limb.
They're not Jill. So
they're
I get
Jill,
it.
Exactly. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck and tell us how it goes. Send us pictures of dogs and doggy daycare. We love that. And let us know if we can help you at all along the way, because I think that, you know, I think a lot of people have had a real reckoning with their work lives amid the pandemic. And it's interesting to hear from you like, hey, I've been killing it. I'm working my butt off. I think we've also gotten a lot of people in healthcare who are just fried. They're fried and they cannot do this anymore. So I'm interested to hear how you progress. So stay in touch with us. Okay, Tony?
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Isn't it better when the person is on the air and then I can tease them a little bit, then I can talk to you guys. And you know what you get? It's just a richer experience for everyone. So we encourage you, like Tony, to come on the air with us. And all you need to do is send us an email. The address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, maybe you're signing up for our free weekly newsletter, or maybe you're just checking out some of the old shows that you've missed. All you need to do is hit the contact button. It's right there on the website. And we would really appreciate it if you shared this podcast with others who you think could benefit from it. It would be really wonderful. We're trying to expand our audience. And you guys are the way that we do that, because you know who likes this kind of stuff. Geeks like you, right? It's great. Anyway, as always, we do want to remind you to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing, and try to lift somebody up today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.